Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Thanksgiving is fast approaching. It's time to be thankful. And who better to turn to for reasons to be thankful than to our Lord Jesus? This week we'll consider reasons for thankfulness in the earthly life of Jesus. And we find one in Luke 10, where some joyful disciples return to Jesus reporting that they have authority over demons. And Jesus says, "Rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And it's at this very moment Jesus turns to his Father and gives thanks in Luke 10, 21 and 22. In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." What a remarkable scene we're privileged to glimpse into here, as we listen in on this prayer of thanks from the eternal Son to the eternal Father. And what is the Son thanking his Father for? That mystery has been revealed to little children. Little children are being privileged in ways the great minds and thinkers of the world are not. And what is the mystery? Well, friends, Pastor Joel may not be able to help you here. What do you mean, Joel? Jesus ended this prayer, friend, by saying no one can know unless the Son reveals. So I'll ask you, friend, do you have eyes to see the mystery? Perhaps you're asking, well, Joel, how would I know? Well, there's a pretty simple test. I've talked to folks about how Jesus came into the world to save us from sin and shame. And sometimes in love, I will begin to gently press them to turn and believe the gospel. And I can't tell you the number of times I've had folks say to me, "Pastor Joel, I'm good. I talk to God. Pastor Joel, I pray to God all the time." And sorrow fills my heart, because this indicates their eyes have not been opened to the mystery. What do you mean, Joel? My friend, it is all the difference in the world if you address God as God, or if you address him as Father, your heavenly Father. Do you speak to God generically, or do you call out to him familiarly as your Father? It is an indicator as to whether you have received the benediction of our Lord Jesus in verse 23, where Jesus turns and says, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Jesus says to these disciples that they have seen what all those saints throughout Old Testament history only dreamed of. These disciples' eyes have been opened not merely to see the Son in the flesh come to save them. Jesus is saying that he has revealed them to them, his Father, and not just them. You see, this gospel was written to the one who loves God, to give certainty about all that Jesus had taught. Christians now living in the light of Jesus' death and resurrection can be thankful with their Lord Jesus to know the mystery that Old Testament saints never knew. My friend, that God is our Father. Are you thankful for that, my friend? J.I. Packer writes, "If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes the thought of being God's child and having God as his Father. If this is not the thought that prompts and controls his worship and prayers and his whole outlook on life, it means that he does not understand Christianity very well at all. For everything that Christ taught, everything that makes the New Testament new and better than the old, everything that is distinctively Christian as opposed to merely Jewish, is summed up in the knowledge of the fatherhood of God." Father is the Christian name for God. If you understand this, friend, be thankful that you're not numbered among the smarty pants and wise guys of our day. Rejoice that you are a little child, and you will be forever, because your name has been enrolled in heaven by our Father. Now, if you're thinking, Joel, I don't know God as my Father. What should I do? It's very simple, my friend. The Father actually spoke earlier to a dear soul still blind to the greater spiritual reality. The Father spoke from a cloud and said, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." If you want to know the Father, you'll have to listen to the Son he sent. Many long to hear what you hear. Will you listen and obey Jesus? If you do, you'll not only get Jesus as your Lord and brother, but you'll get God as your Father. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.